hear again this portion of God's word. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Let's ask God to bless our time of study this evening. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for these psalms of ascent, these pilgrim psalms that we can use on that course that you have laid out by Christ for us. And so, Lord, we pray that over these weeks, as we have opportunity to explore these psalms, that, Lord, you may be pleased to shape and mold us, that you may be pleased to prepare us for this journey, that we may faithfully proceed in obedience to you with great anticipation for our arrival at that great celestial city, where we will worship you for all eternity. Guide and direct us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the title for tonight's sermon is, He Will Keep You. And if you recall, last week as we looked at Psalm 120, in that psalm, which dovetailed nicely or fell right after Psalm 119, verse 176, where the psalmist recognized his tendency to wander, how he was a straying sheep in need of a shepherd who would faithfully retrieve him and put him on the correct path. We later in Psalm 120 found that the psalmist felt a great burden upon them. They were foreigners. They were sojourners. They weren't where they wanted and delighted to be, but instead they found themselves dwelling within a fallen world, amongst those of unclean lips, amongst those who made a mockery of the law of God. And oh, their great desire was to make it to Jerusalem. Their great desire was to worship God, to gather with his people and there to fellowship, to enjoy the influence of godly companions, to hear the testimony of God's people. And you could see that hunger expressed in Psalm 120. And Psalm 121 is kind of that psalm that is the beginning of the journey. And we get a sense as we read through Psalm 121 that the psalmist is trying to get excited about this journey. Right now he sees the hills, he sees all of the miles that lay between where he presently is residing and that place that he hopes to arrive. And it's sometimes hard to begin those journeys. I can remember when our children were really small and the thought of having to pack up and travel out to Kansas seemed like an almost insurmountable obstacle, as you had to think through all of the things that you would need and try to anticipate all of the potential problems that would arise, trying to guesstimate the number of diapers you'd need to ensure that you didn't have a blowout that you were unprepared for. And it was difficult sometimes to motivate yourself to start that task of packing because it seemed so daunting. And in many cases in our life, we find that to be the case. Maybe it's as you look around like I do in my office and I see how many things need to be cleaned up. And it just looks like an insurmountable task. It's hard to begin. It's hard to know where to start. And it takes something to kind of get the object to moving. Some of you kids probably have recently been studying Newton's laws. And you may even remember Newton's first law, or the law of inertia, which says that an object at rest will remain at rest unless it is acted upon by an outside force. And at the time that we were in grade school, we probably didn't necessarily think of that as being a real important lesson that had much significance outside of the classroom, but that Newton's law really touches on a lot of things in our life, doesn't it? So many of those things that go unattended in our life because we never are acted upon to begin them. We keep putting them off. And I can remember being that way even in college, putting off till tomorrow what I could have done today. And those tomorrows would go by, and then you'd find yourself up against a hard deadline. Well, here at the beginning of Psalm 121, as the psalmist lifts up her eyes or his eyes to the hills, he asks, where does my help come from? What is it that is going to work upon me? What will help me see beyond all of these obstacles, all of these dangers that are attendant upon that unshod path to Jerusalem? And here we see the psalmist says, my help comes from the Lord. That important action, that important acting upon the psalmist here is that reminder that that one who has proven himself faithful, that one who through the history of his people has so lovingly and faithfully guided his people along the path, he will continue to do so. My help will come from God. And so we see here that though there may be many obstacles, and for those pilgrims that were going to go, they didn't have wonderful highways. They didn't have the comforts of the cars that we enjoy today on their journeys. No, they trod these many, many miles on their feet. And in that part of the world, it's not an easy place to journey. Many of these festivals were held at times where there was great danger on the road. Not only were those who were living in rebellion to the things of God knowledgeable of those times appointed each year that the pilgrims would be on the road and easy prey, easy pickings along the road, but even from the standpoint of the environment and the climate in which those faithful pilgrims were to be treading the ground, there were dangers. Dangers of heat stroke that were ever present along the way. And so we find here at the very outset a yearning for a far-off place and a reminder that their help will come from the Lord. You can kind of hear the psalmist as he is trying to encourage himself, as he is trying to work up the courage to begin this journey, as he is remembering all that God has said that he would do. In verse 3, he says, he will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. You see, so many of the other pagan gods of that area were gods that their worshipers would often have to utilize the clapping of hands, the ringing of bells, something that would awaken their gods. And yet our God is a God who is ever vigilant, who is ever aware, who never slumbers and doesn't sleep, who doesn't have to be awakened or alerted to the needs of his people. No. Our God is faithful and ever present with those whom he has called. As the psalmist thought about some of those dangerous paths, as he thought about the dangers inherent along walking those dusty and rocky paths of slipping and breaking a leg. He's comforted when he realizes that God's hand of comfort would be upon him, such that his foot would not be moved. He says, "Behold, he who keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps." We have pictured here in the Hebrew, in verse 5, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand, which paints a picture of the Lord walking with his people, being a protector, a guard for his people. And certainly if we think back to the example of the Exodus, where we had God attending and traveling with his people in the form of that cloud by day and that flaming pillar by night, protecting, guiding, and directing their paths, preserving them even in the midst of all of their wanders. As the psalmist thinks about the dangers of even that climate, he says, "The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day." God will provide what is needed. He'll provide relief along this journey. And you can see how all of these things are the things that would aid that pilgrim at the onset of this journey to be more confident in going forward. Confident that he is in the care and in the presence of his God. He says, not only will you be kept safe during the day, but he says, nor the moon by night. So many of us have fears in the dark. Sometimes that can be the most uncomfortable time to travel. I know my wife doesn't like it when we would try to travel overnight. Great distances. There are so many different dangers that arise, whether that is the deer that trots out across the road, or whether it's that sleep would overtake us and impair our judgment and put us at risk, or whether it's someone else getting sleepy and befalling us on the road. Well, here, the danger at night may be a misstep. The danger at night may be that we fall easy prey for those who wish to do us harm. But again, the comfort of the psalmist is that God will be with them and will attend them on the road, wherever they lie down, as well as wherever they will walk. The Lord will keep you from all evil, and he will keep your life. You see, as this psalm continues to unpack all of these good things that the Lord will do and these things that God attends to his faithful pilgrims, we can imagine the confidence growing. And instead of all of the dangers overshadowing that joy, that delight of worshiping with God's people, we can see that those cares and concerns begin to fall away, and in their place is a growing anticipation and an eagerness to get down the road. And he brings us then to the end. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth to forevermore. You see, as the psalmist is considering all of these things, it is an opportunity not only to reflect upon this immediate need, which is the journey for this particular festival or feast, but that these are the things that typify God's care and concern for his people all throughout their days. Not merely when they are pilgrims on the road, but each and every day of the life which God has given to us, this is the way in which our faithful Heavenly Father is attending to us and caring for us. And these are helpful reminders to us even today. Again, we are gathered here today in the midst of a pandemic because of the faithfulness of God to make it possible for us to do so. He's kept us healthy. He's kept us free from this infection. We may not always be free from it, but he has been pleased to remove that threat that His people who need the encouragement that he is pleased to provide from his word may receive it. That they may have their hearts lifted as they gather with fellow believers to worship God together, to recall the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. That we may go from this place and attend to the rest of our duties, each of those days being really a risk. A risk from infection, other risks that may attend to us or befall us throughout the week, and be sustained as we've been reminded of God's faithfulness from even this passage tonight. Do you find it difficult to begin to attend to those things that need doing in your life? Reflect upon Psalm 121. Reflect upon God's faithfulness. He will watch over you. And may we see God work within us that same enthusiastic work that he works out in the heart of this pilgrim. That we would attend to those duties that he gives us with gladness, delighting to do those things which he has commanded in service to him, in each day that he is pleased to give us, until that time that we arrive at that place that Christ has prepared, and we have opportunity forevermore to feast with him and to worship him with all of God's people. Let's look to him in prayer. Almighty God, we thank you again. Lord, that you do not leave us where we are. But Lord, as we recall your promises, as we reflect upon your faithfulness, as we attend to the study of your word and are reminded of your care and your comfort and your walking with us, Lord, may we be encouraged to go about this path laid out by Christ. Lord, we looked this morning at that great race, and there you called us to endure. There you called us to lay aside all of those things that burden us, those weights that ensnare, that sin that ensnares us, that we might focus upon and keep our gaze upon Christ and proceed, eager to see the end of that race laid out by him. Lord, we looked at a similar theme this evening as pilgrims on a journey. Lord, may we not put off to tomorrow what we can begin this day. Lord, may we look to you for our help, not leaning upon ourselves. Lord, may our trust be in you, for you, Lord, will guard our steps. You truly are our shade, our protection, our deliverer. Lord, help us to proceed along this path, progressing with purpose, eager, Lord, to achieve the end. For Lord, our hearts desire to be with you above all else. And Lord, we desire to be amongst those who worship you, that we may hear their testimonies, that we may grow in our appreciation of the many ways that you are at work within the lives of each of your people, motivating them, Lord, acting upon them, that they may proceed down this path. And Lord, as we see weary and fearful pilgrims, Lord, may we be quick to share a word of encouragement with them, to come alongside them, to walk with them. Lord, all of these things we pray in our good shepherd's name, that of Jesus Christ. Amen.